Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we are entering the month of February, so of course we're going to take a look at a few of the shows that open this month.
And the oldest show on our list is called Sunshine Girl, which opened in 1913. And we don't have anything from that, but fortunately we do have something from Oh Boy, which opened on February 20th, 1917 at the Princess Theater and ran for 463 performances, which at the time was a really impressive run. And it spawned two road companies. Its original cast included Marion Davies and Edna Mae Oliver. And we have two selections in full and two selections in part in a medley that was put together by Ben Bagley in his collection called Jerome Kern Revisited, Volume 2. The soloists you're going to hear are Angela Ryu, Ann Mira, and Jerry Stiller, and they're joined by a boys' chorus.
Dozens and dozens of girls I have met, sisters and cousins of men in my set. I try to be cheerful and give them an earful of some sort of talk, but
oh gosh, the strain was something fearful.
Always found after a minute or two, just to be civil was all I could do. Now I know why I could never be contented. I was looking for a pal like you.
I've always liked the sort of song you hear so much today, called When It's Something or Other Time in Someplace Far Away.
Oh, tulip time in Holland, a pleasant time must be. While some are strong for apple blossom time in Normandy.
But there's another time and place that makes a hit with me.
When it's nesting time in Flatbush, we will take a little flat with welcome on the mat, where there's room to swing a cat.
I'll hang up my hat, I'll hang up my hat. Life will be so sweet with you. When it's nesting time in Flatbush, in Flatbush Avenue. Our little home may have defects like all these flats in town. It's wiser not to lean on the walls because they might fall down.
It's rather badly lighted, which makes it hard to see. The neighbors play the gramophone each night till after three.
But it will be a paradise if shared my love with thee.
When it's nesting time in Flatbush, as you heard us say before,
you will see the janitor with the girl whom I adore.
On the seventh floor, we will start to boo and
coo. When it's nesting time in Flatbush, in Flatbush.
It's strange, girls should need a change from their manly fascinations. The fact is, this act is a thing we're driven to. You don't have much fun if you stick to one. Men have all such limitations. Look around you, I'm bound you will find that this is true. to be with Freddy to a music hall show. I go with Joe. I like to dance with Ted and golf with Dick or Ned and at the races and other lively places. Sam and Eddie are fun, but I'm pining till there comes in my direction one combining every masculine perfection. Who'll be Eddie and Joe and Dick and Sam and Freddy and Eddie and Teddy rolled in one? Everywhere you go, men are useful, so just collect them when you find them. Catch 20, that's plenty. I don't think you need more. If they say you flirt, don't be feeling hurt. That's the way they have, don't mind them. They tell us they're jealous, but that's what men are for.
At the opera, she likes to be with Freddy to a musical show. She likes to dance with Ted
and golf with Dick or Ned
at the races and other lively places. Sam and Eddie are fun, but she's pining
till they come to my direction. One combining every masculine perfection. Who'll be Eddie and Joe and Dick and Sam and Freddy?
From Oh Boy by Kern, Bolton, and Wodehouse, you heard Angela Ryu and Mira, Jerry Stiller, and the Boys Chorus sing a medley of songs from Oh Boy.
February has been a good month for revivals, and there were several major revivals in recent memory. One of the most recent was Sunset Boulevard, which opened on February 2, 2017, and ran for 138 performances. Glenn Close reprised her role as Norma Desmond, and here she is to sing As If We Never Said Goodbye.
I don't know why I'm frightened.
painted seas, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover, but I'm not in any hurry, and I need a moment. The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways, the atmosphere as thrilling here as always.
Trying to resist you, I'm trembling now. You can't know how I've missed you. Miss the fairy tale adventures in this ever spinning playground. We were young already burning. Not long until the cameras will start turning, and the early morning madness and the magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye. I don't want to be alone. That's all in the past. This world's waited long enough. I've come home at last. And this time will be bigger and brighter than we knew it. So watch me fly. In overcrowded hallways, so much to say, not just today, but always. We'll have early morning madness, we'll have magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never.
That was Glenn Close from Sunset Boulevard with As If We Never Said Goodbye.
One of the fond memories I have of my Broadway-going days was the original production of A Little Night Music, which opened on February 25, 1973 at the Schubert Theater, where it played for 600 performances. It's been back several times, including a memorable production at the New York City Opera in 1990. One of the songs we haven't used lately is The Glamorous Life, and you're going to hear a good many members of the original cast: Glennis Johns, Hermione Gingold, Judy Kahan, Terry Ralston, Beth Fowler, Barbara Lang, Benjamin Rison, and Jean Verone will sing Sondheim's The Glamorous Life.
But, darling, this has to be short, as Mother is getting a plaque from the Helsingborg Arts Council Amateur Theatre Group. Whether it's funny or not, I'll give you a fuller report a minute they carry me back from the Helsingborg Arts Council Amateur Theatre Group. Love you.
Unpack the luggage, la, la, la. Pack up the luggage, la, la, la. Unpack the luggage, la, la, la. I hold a glamorous life.
I sit the basin, la, la, la.
Cracks in the plaster, la, la, la.
I sit the hallway, la, la, la.
I hold a glamorous life. Run for the carriage, la, la, la. Wolf down the sandwich, la, la, la. Which town is this one, la, la, la? I hold a glamorous life.
Ordinary daughters ameliorate their lot. Use their charms and choose their futures. Breed their children, heed their mothers. Ordinary daughters, which mine I fear is not. Tend each asset, spend it wisely while it still endures. Mine tours.
Mother, forgive the delay. My schedule is driving me wild. But, Mother, I really must run. I'm performing in Rotvik, and don't ask where is it, please. How are you feeling today? And are you corrupting the child? Don't, Mother, the minute I'm done with performing in Rotvik, I'll come for a visit and argue.
Mayors with speeches, la, la, la.
Children with posies, la, la, la.
Half-empty houses, la, la, la. I hold a glamorous life.
Cultural lunches,
la, la, la.
Deploring tributes,
la, la, la. Ancient empires, la, la, la. I hold a glamorous life.
Pack up the luggage, la, la, la. Unpack the luggage, la, la, la. Mother's surviving, la, la, la. Leading the glamorous life. Cracks in the plaster, la, la, la. Youngish admirers, la, la, la. Which one is that one, la, la, la? I hold the glamorous life.
Bring up the curtain, la, la, la. Bring down the curtain, la, la, la. Bring up the curtain, la, la, la. I hold the glamorous
life.
From the original cast recording of A Little Night Music, which is still in print after over four decades, you heard Glennis Johns, Hermione Gingold, and other members of the original cast with The Glamorous Life.
We're going back to 1955 for our next opening and Cole Porter's Silk Stockings. It opened on February 24th at the Imperial Theater and would go on to run for 478 happy performances. Hildegard Neff was one of the leads, and the other lead was Don Ameche, but we're not listening to them. Instead, we're going to one of our favorite Cole Porter songs from the score called Siberia. Here are Henry Lasco, Leon Belasco, and David Apatashu.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, when it's cocktail time, 'twill be so nice just to know you'll not have to phone for ice. When we meet in sweet Siberia, far from Bolshevik hysteria, we'll go on a tear, for our buddies all are there in cheery Siberia. When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, there's a most delicious bill of fare. You must try our fillet of polar bear. When we meet in sweet Siberia, to protect us from diphtheria, we can toast our toes on the lady Eskimos in cheery Siberia. To Siberia, where the salt air makes us feel so fine. It is fresh salt air from our own salt mine. When we meet in sweet Siberia, where the snow is so superior, you can bet all right that your Christmas will be white in cheery Siberia.
From the original cast of Cole Porter's Silk Stockings, based on Ninotchka, that was Siberia, performed by Henry Lasco, Leon Belasco, and David Apatashu.
We're going next to They're Playing Our Song, a musical by Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sager, which opened on February 11, 1979 at the Imperial Theater and played for 1,082 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to be hearing Lucy Arnaz, Robert Klein, and the chorus sing a song called Right.
Everything about this feels right. Everything is perfectly fine at this minute, and this time I'm finding that light shining on me, looking so bright. Feeling alive again, making me sure that he's more than alright for me. I can hear those voices inside of me telling me my heart wouldn't lie to me if I were to say in a word what I'm feeling tonight. I say
wrong, wrong, wrong.
Gonna do it back, baby.
Ah,
you gotta right. Everything is perfectly fine at this minute, and this time we're finding that light.
Yeah, I can't remember feeling this fine.
Did you say that to Natalie Klein?
Sonia!
Hold me and tell me again. Tell me just how sweet this weekend will be. Just you and me.
Just you and me.
Don't say a word. Everything's feeling so right.
Who'd ever thought we'd be here?
Ooh. I can't wait till we get to Quag. We still are a bear, but we're sure doing better than we've done before.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
From the original cast recording of their playing our song, you heard Lucy Arnaz, Robert Klein, and the chorus sing Right.
Silk Stockings opened in 1955, and Wonderful Town opened almost 2 years to the day before it. It opened on February 25th, 1953 at the Winter Garden Theater and was a huge hit, running for 559 performances. Music and lyrics were by Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green, and it made them household names, well, in New York at least. From Wonderful Town, we're going to be listening to a wonderful piece. It's called Ballet at the Village Vortex. This is the orchestra conducted by Lehman Engel. From the original cast of Wonderful Town, that was the Ballet at the Village Vortex with an orchestra conducted by Lehman Engel. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of February on the Dress Circle.
As Michael told you, February is a good month for revivals. And there was a revival on February 23rd, 2006 of The Pajama Game. It had an announced limited run of 129 performances at the American Airlines Theater, and it starred Harry Connick Jr. and Kelly O'Hara. From the cast album that was made of that revival, we're going to be hearing Harry Connick Jr. sing "A New Town is a Blue Town."
A new town is a blue town. Who do you know? And show me what you can do, town. There's no red carpet at your feet. If you're not tough, they'll try to beat you down in a new blue town. The old town, it's not like the old town. You don't take long to find that you're in a cold town. But you know you can lick it. Didn't buy a round-trip ticket to this cold, cold new blue town. Well, nobody asked me to come here, and nobody asked me to stay. Made up my own mind, and I know that I'll find my own way. Since that first day when I said, "Hi, town," they've damn well tried to make me say goodbye, town. But I won't leave until I make it my town. They'll see this one-horse, two-bit hick of a new town ain't gonna lick me. Well, nobody asked me to come here. Nobody asked me to stay. Made up my own mind, and I know that I'll find my own way. Since that first day when I said, "Hi, town," they damn well tried to make me say goodbye, town. Oh, but I won't leave until I make it my town. They'll see this one-horse, two-bit hick of a new town ain't gonna lick me.
From the original cast of the revival of The Pajama Game, you heard Harry Connick Jr. sing "A New Town is a Blue Town."
Since we're on the revival roll, we'll go to another one. This one opened on February 26th in 2004 at the Minskoff Theater. It was a revival of Fiddler on the Roof, which starred Randy Graff and Alfred Molina. It was very popular and ran for 781 performances. We're going to be listening to Laura Michelle Kelly sing one of our favorite songs from the score. You'll also hear some dialogue by Alfred Molina. This is "Far From the Home I Love."
Siberia. And he asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa, he did not ask me to go. I want to go. I don't want him to be alone. I want to help him in his work. It is the greatest work a man can do, Papa.
But Huddle, baby.
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love? Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could who would change the shape of my dreams. Helpless now I stand with him, watching older dreams grow dim. Oh, what a melancholy choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago,
child, will there be to perform a marriage there in the wilderness?
I promise you, Papa, we'll be married under a canopy.
No doubt a rabbi or two was also arrested. Well, give him my regards, this Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Papa, God alone knows when we will see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands. Take care of her. See that she dresses warm.
From the 2004 revival of Bach and Harnack's Fiddler on the Roof, that was Laura Michelle Kelly with a little bit of Alfred Molina and Far From the Home I Love.
The box office champion for the month of February is Grease, and the original production of Grease opened on February 14, 1972 at the Eden Theater and then moved to Broadway, where it played at the Phoenix and the Royale, for a total of 3,388 performances. In our three dozen years on the air, we have used every selection that we could from the original cast recording of Grease, so we thought we'd go to one of the international productions for a song from the score by Jacobs and Casey. We're going to hear a selection from the Hamburg German original cast recording of Grease, and it's Freddy Meinschatz, sung by Irish Schumacher and the Girls Chorus.
Mich so zum Lachen. präsentiere mich, exklusiv ist, Gott massiv ist, schreib ich dir.
From the Hamburg original cast recording of Grease, that was Irish Schumacher and the Girls Chorus with Freddie Mineshots.
Having to have been one of those people forced to read the Canterbury Tales when I was in school, when I heard there was a musical version of it, I thought, why? And listening to the cast album has always reinforced that original thought. The cast album of this musical, which opened at the Eugene O'Neill Theater on February 3rd in 1969, was by Richard Hill and Neville Coghill, and the songs are all very short, which is one thing it has going for it, but it didn't do anything to make the story any more interesting, and its 121 performances seems to bear that out. From the original cast, we're going to listen to two bright spots in the company, Sandy Duncan and Ed Ivanko, with There's the Moon. Once again, this is from Canterbury Tales.
There's something in my blood for you.
I am just about to bud for you.
There's something in my blood.
Which is just about to bud.
It will be a Noah's flood for you. As cold as ice, I am sure she thinks you're nice. She would like someone like you.
From the musical version of the Canterbury Tales, that was Sandy Duncan with Ed Ivanko and There's the Moon.
Jerome Robbins Broadway opened on February 26, 1989 at the Imperial Theater and ran for 633 performances. The show was actually a collection of musical numbers from the various successful and unsuccessful musicals that Jerome Robbins had choreographed. And the cast recording features some exuberant performances of those numbers. We're going to be hearing a selection from On the Town, one of Robin's earliest successes. And this is a song called You Got Me. Singing it are Debbie Shapiro, Mary Ellen Stewart, Scott Wise, and Michael Kubala.
deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare, and since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample. I will cheer you up on the spot, so forget the things you have not. Can't you see, kid, what a very rare treasure you got? You got me, gave me, you got me. You got my affection, baby, and my sympathy. You got my whole muscular equipment from A to Z, and it's free. You got my whole knack of getting ladies. It can't be beat, and it's free, gamey. It's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
I'm filled to the brim with eager affection that seeks a direction. My vigor and vim leave no one excluded, and you are included. I will get you out of your hole. You won't feel unwanted or dull if you'll get this through that normal Neanderthal skull. You got me, baby, you got me. You got my extensive knowledge of anatomy.
Of anatomy.
You got my whole
systematically.
Systematically.
You got my whole family in Peoria for you to see. And it's free, gamey. It's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
From the two CD set of Jerome Robbins' Broadway original cast, you heard a selection from On the Town with a score by Bernstein, Comden, and Green. The song was You Got Me, and the singers were Debbie Shapiro, Mary Ellen Stewart, Scott Wise, and Michael Kubala. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
When I was in college, I went into New York twice to see On the 20th Century, and both times I got to see Judy Kay, because Madeline Kahn was not on. It opened originally on February 19, 1978 at the St. James Theater, and went on to run for 449 performances. Cy Coleman did the music, Comden and Green did the lyrics, and also wrote the book based on an earlier play and film. And we'll be listening to our two leading men. Here are Kevin Klein and John Cullum to sing about the leading lady in Mine.
The mirror tells me she's mine.
The mirror tells me she'll be mine again. Your flashing wit,
your flashing eyes,
your brilliant brain,
your brutal thighs.
These are the tools you've got at your command.
To make her mine.
To keep her mine.
To make her mine.
Your crooked smile.
Your inner fire.
That spells romance.
That sparks desire.
Cuddly, crunchy.
You've got what the ladies cry for.
Crafty, cunning.
You are what they gladly die for.
Talent, genius.
You're the stuff that dreams are made of.
Hey, man, lover. What have you to be afraid of? What have you to be afraid of?
You're almost perfect, but one thing is true. You need her desperately, but she does not need you. She runs the show.
She runs the show.
She leads the band.
She leads the band.
The royal flush.
The royal flush.
Is in her hand.
Is in her hand.
Face it, old boy, you can't afford to fail.
Must not fail.
Dare not fail.
Will not fail.
So flash that wit.
And flash those eyes.
And use that brain.
And use those thighs.
Hey team, hey team, break right through the line.
There is no stronger challenge than an independent woman.
You can do it, you can do it.
Got to keep her,
got to make her
mine.
From the original cast of On the 20th Century, that was Kevin Klein and John Cullum with Mine.
Our 13th song on this program opened on February 13th, 1992. It opened at the Booth Theater and the revival of Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella played 229 performances. The problem with this production was that there was no orchestra. There were two excellent piano players, but the sound was just not the same thing. The cast was excellent, and it was delightful to hear Frank Lesser's masterpiece done again. But as I said, the orchestral sound was missing. We're going to hear one of the very up-tempo numbers for the minor characters. We're going to hear Mark Lotito, Buddy Crutchfield, Bill Nabel, and Charles Pistone sing Sposalizio.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's program and that you will join us next week when, for Valentine's Day, we're going to be looking at love songs by Rodgers and Hart. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.